Hello and welcome to another one, Casual Trek. This is Scott. This is my reaction to the news that France is getting both seasons of Prodigy first before us. At first, I was like, what are you doing? Are you kidding me? Then I realized it happens in reverse all the time. They have to wait a long time for us to get, for them to get the same thing that we're able to enjoy the moment it comes out. So when the shoe's on the other foot, it really sucks. But I'm more irritated, really, that they're getting the whole second season all at one time. We've never gotten that. We've never gotten a full just drop. So if anything, I'm jealous of that. And spoilers never really bug me. It actually makes it more enjoyable for me to watch and knowing I'm anticipating something that's coming. So I've never been, like, put off by a spoiler that comes from someone else's viewing of something and makes me want to go watch it more anyway. But the fact that they had a contract with Paramount Plus to get both first and second season, non-exclusive, thank goodness, the initial shock and awe was like, whoa, someone else is getting able to watch this full thing before I'm able to enjoy it, because it's not even really been said when it's going to be out. We just know it's going to be on Netflix, and it's going to be somewhere in 2024. And so now, being able to sit with it for a few days, maybe it'll go, oh, it's only fair that we get to experience what other people in other countries and places had to experience when we were able to watch it first, and it had to take X amount of months or days to drop over there. So I'm just surprised that there's not a bunch of different news articles through different outlets plastered all over the internet, just going plot by plot point. Maybe there's some sort of gag order or something going on, but it's for everyone to watch, so I don't see why that would be a thing. But I do know that I'm really excited about seeing Prodigy. I'm also excited for seeing Section 31 because of a certain detail that I read in an article. And I did a reaction to that news on a different video posted, I believe, today also about Section 31. So go look that up. I'm not going to spoil it if you don't know or if you don't want to know. But it's Season 2 of Prodigy is going to be the end of the line for a while, because it takes several years to make animation that you see in Prodigy. That's why they do a multiple season pickup, so they can work on both seasons at the same time, really, or at least get the art stuff going on. So even if Netflix is very successful with the second season of Prodigy, that does not mean that we're going to get season 3 anytime soon. We're looking at probably 2026 at the very earliest with the way animation works. But that's going to conclude this podcast.